We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious and heavenly Father, be present with us now as we join in worship, as we meditate upon your word, as we sing your praises, as we prepare our homes and our hearts to celebrate your gift given to us in a manger. And so, God, you are with us. Abide with us throughout this season. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm sure at some point or another you have said, is God really with us? Or maybe you put it another way. Where is God in all of this? You may be struggling with some difficulty in your life. And you wonder, does God even care? We see a lot of evil around us, things we cannot explain or even begin to understand. And it's easy for us to go down that road. Does God really care? Or we might ask a deeper question, does God even exist? Maybe you have lived your life with no spiritual highs and lows. And when you're just kind of at a straight line, you wonder about where God is in your life. And so you might say, God, where are you? You see, it's a question that oftentimes people may not verbalize and say, but in their mind they might be thinking. And that is a question that has been asked throughout history, the history of our world, as we deal with those ongoing things of our time. People doubting God and His presence. So we come to the book of Isaiah. We come to Ahaz. He has just come to the throne. He is 20 years old. And he is aware of the Syro-Ephraimitic invasion of Judah. Ahaz is trying to determine how to defend when Isaiah and his son approach him. The prophet reminds him that he should rely on Yahweh for his defense. And of course, Ahaz would prefer some more practical means to defend the city. Ahaz is unwilling to listen to the prophet and even trust in God. So Isaiah gives him a reminder that even though Ahaz would be defeated, a remnant would remain. That's kind of an interesting thought. You're not going to survive, but a remnant will. Here is the shoot of Jesse that would come forth, as we are told throughout the Old Testament. Yes? God is present at that moment, even though Ahaz fails to see the presence of God. And Isaiah proclaims to him that verse that we'll say later this week. It's usually one of the texts at Christmas time. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so from all that's going to be taking place, there is this reminder that God remains with us. Even though a remnant would come forth from all that is taking place in the history of Israel at that time, God is present. In the garden before the fall, Adam and Eve walked and talked with God. Think about that. Adam and Eve knew and felt his presence. That's why they hid. When they had eaten of that tree, once sin became a part of their life, they knew and they hid from God. They found themselves doubting God's reliability. And yet, God's presence was obvious. The narrative of Scripture after the fall is God's people often doubted God. Sound familiar? We too find ourselves sometimes doubting God or where He is in our lives. The pages of Holy Scripture are filled with man's struggle of seeing God present in their lives. We can go to instant after instant where someone trusted and lived their lives in His presence, and then also those other instances where they relied on their own ability. God weaves His presence and His grace throughout the history of His people, even in our world today. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 days because they doubted God's presence. Ahaz doubted the presence of God. And so Isaiah was sent to speak a word to him. Isaiah knew the foreign armies mounting around him, and he wondered. You see, Ahaz is much like all of us. He wanted to trust in his own abilities. And Isaiah has a simple message. God is with you. He promised He would be. Believe Him. If you have doubts, simply ask for a sign. Anything you want, He will show you. All you have to do is ask for that sign. But Isaiah doesn't see it as that easy. It's interesting because the message that Isaiah would share with Ahaz is repeated by Matthew in his gospel reading this morning. Even though Ahaz doesn't ask for a sign, God gives him one. For unto you is born, will be born a child. From that virgin she shall conceive. It's a quote we often hear at this time of year. It's a quote on which we built our Advent series, "For unto us is born." Emmanuel, God with us, appears all of the time. It is fulfilled in a manger. It is coming to Bethlehem to see. He appears in Jesus. God is with us. He is with you and I today as we live out our lives. This is why this time of year is so special, so important. And we are reminded that God is present in our lives. He came to save us, and He does save us. And yet, if we look back, and even as we think forward, we know there will be plenty of those who will doubt the wonderful message. God is with us. Yes, there are moments in each of our lives when that seems like an unrealistic claim. We may feel as though He's absent. He doesn't fill us with His presence. Why are churches not filled to the brim? Because many have their doubts. When we struggle to feel God present in our lives, it becomes easy to be absent. I don't know how many times I've met with people who said, "Yeah, I stopped coming to church and it just got easy. That's not allowing God to be present in your life. We get caught up. So oftentimes, trying to survive in this world in which we live, we fail to rely on the promises of God. We fail to see Him at work in our lives sometimes. And yet, He continually watches over us. We see a sign of God's presence right here in this worship, as Magdalena was welcomed to the family of God through the waters of baptism. Yes, God claimed Magdalena as His child, but this is a reminder to each of us that God claims us as His children. In the sacraments of the church, Lord's Supper and baptism, we have signs of God's active presence among us. It is in baptism not just a sign for the church. It is actually a sign for the world. It signals who we are because of those waters of baptism as God claims us as His own. God calls us by name. We are His children. St. Paul reminds us that baptism is newness of life that God makes possible to lives through the waters of baptism. And we teach it is not just the water, it is the water connected to the Word that offers forgiveness and newness of life. A week from today will be Christmas. I know it's a week to scurry and hurry to get those long lists of things that you haven't yet completed done. Through it all, stop and take a moment. Consider God's presence. His presence to be shared by you with all of those whom you will celebrate and come into contact with this week. Proclaim God's presence through acts of love and kindness and consideration of one another. Live God's promises of His presence in your life each and every day. God is truly present. He is among us. He works through us through the power of the Holy Spirit. He guides us, and we need to rely on Him because we have a God who shows us His everlasting love. It was in a manger where there He sent His one and only Son. Live knowing that God is present, is now, and always will be. Amen.